CliffCentral.com. Welcome to my podcast. This is Rosie Mutena, and this is Pan African Connect, where I talk about my three passions in life, and that is woman, Africa, and the arts. Today, we're focusing on entertainment, on online entertainment, and getting our stories out there. You know, for centuries, other people have been telling our stories about African heritage, about our traditions, our cultures, and so forth. And today, I want to focus on a new, I want to call it new phenomena. It's called Real African, and in studio I have with me is Thabo Dabengwa. Welcome. Thank you so much for taking
Thanks
the time.
Thanks so much, Rosie. Appreciate it.
So tell us, what exactly is Real African TV?
So Real African is a video on demand platform, mm-hmm. Which really targets the African diaspora. So we try and get African content from across Africa, mm-hmm. and showcase that African content to the African diaspora.
Yeah.
Through our partners, partners like NBC, Dish.
Okay.
And we're looking at other partners, mobile partners as well.
Yeah.
In the US. But so that's what we do. We also aggregate a lot of African content,
yeah.
and syndicate and distribute that content in Africa,
yeah.
as well.
Let's talk about the beginning, the content that you want. I mean, sure. if you look at a lot of the platforms that started like 5 to 10 years ago, majority of the African content that was out there, besides the Masopis, was just wildlife, history, tradition, the type of stuff that you're going to see on CNN.
Right.
What type of content are you looking for specifically?
So if you look at some of the trend of content that's been coming up, so I mean, past 10 years, you saw a lot of like short films, especially Nollywood was coming up,
yeah.
with a lot of films that was created by producers in Nigeria.
Mm.
And there's been a lot of growth where a lot of people now want to be able to see a lot of series.
Mm.
So we're looking at series content, we're looking at movies content, documentaries, and
mm-hmm.
now there's a strong need for short form content.
Oh, wow.
Between 5 and 15 minutes. And
right.
that's really
and that's mainly for the mobile. Yeah.
That's for mobile.
Yeah.
But, you know, creation of short form series, you know, for the mobile devices is the way that video on demand, I think, is going.
Yeah, yeah. And how was it established? I mean, how long has it been going? It's a new baby, yeah?
Sure. So mm-hmm. it was established about 3 years ago by two gentlemen, one Victor Mallet,
mm-hmm.
And the other one is Eduardo Saki. And they're Ghanaians who are based in America and were looking for African content.
Right.
They then partnered with a platform called Hulu,
mm-hmm.
Which is almost like the competitor to Netflix.
Yeah.
And then they started pushing some African content through Hulu in the US.
Yeah.
And then Kahiso Media then saw an opportunity,
mm-hmm.
Because there was a growth in, you know, the VOD space in Africa.
Yeah.
Especially with Vidi coming up.
Yeah.
At that point, that Kahiso Media, as a media company, wanted to tap into video on demand content without spending so much money on video on demand, because, you know, there's a lot of money that's spent around acquisition of content, especially in Africa. And that's when Kahiso Media basically bought over majority share of Real African, and is now, yeah.
And now pushing forward.
Now we're pushing forward.
And you're also not only looking at acquisitions, but you're also producing and doing
Absolutely.
Your own type of. Let's talk about the new one that's coming up. Pressure.
So Pressure is it's been a great experience with
mm-hmm.
Pressure, right? It's our first original series,
mm-hmm.
And it's really about four black women, South African based actually show,
yeah.
But really a show that can travel across to the
yeah.
US, and that's really important about, you know, the type of shows that we're commissioning and going into co-productions
yeah.
with. It's about, you know, content. Can this content travel to the US?
Yeah.
Can it sit in Ghana? And, you know,
can people
still
relate to
it
wherever they're around the world?
Wherever
yeah.
they are. So that's become very important for us as Real African.
Yeah.
But Pressure is really about it's a coming of age
mm-hmm.
Series, comedy drama series around four women who are really just unpacking their lives. Middle class women. One is struggling with not having a baby.
Yeah.
The other one is struggling with living at home with their father.
Yeah.
And not being a writer, being a creative, and
mm-hmm.
trying to get out there into the industry. And then one is a lawyer who's very professional, but, you know, cannot get into great relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Having
mm-hmm.
relationship issues.
So dealing with the pressures of life, I suppose, that the modern
Absolutely.
Woman is facing today.
Absolutely.
And can you tell me who are some of the names that are attached to it? I hope we're also going to be seeing some new rising stars. It's not going to be just the same faces that we see all the time.
Absolutely. So, I mean, our idea, the writer of it, Boemo Mapetla, was very clear that we needed to get upcoming stars. We needed to get someone new. We needed to find, I mean, we did an open cast for the Real African Pressure pilot launch. And it took us almost like 3-4 weeks just to be able to find the right people.
Yeah.
But then we got a great director, Meg Rickards, on board to really help us, you know, structure.
But she's also had international acclaim. I mean,
absolutely, yes. Yeah. So she's had a Cannes acclaim from Tess.
Mm-hmm.
I think her movie was Tess, and that did really, really well.
Yeah.
And then in terms of actors, we've taken a lady called let me see now.
It's fine. We'll find it on the credits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But her name is Palesa.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, and she's really, really great actress. And then we took Goffy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a couple of other unknown people.
Yeah.
But there are just one or two that we've taken.
Yeah. Absolutely. And when do you plan to TX it or show it?
Sure. So we plan to air it next year, February.
Brilliant.
You know, Valentine's month, we think is the right time to air it.
Yeah.
For the US and in Africa.
So beautiful.
That's the set date for us.
Yeah.
Next year.
And then now for people that want to, there are two things. I want to find out about submissions for, so if people do have content, what is the process that we go into? And then later on also possible partners out there.
Sure. So the best way to get in touch with us is either through our platform, realafrican.com, or you could email info@realafrican.com, and we'd be able to update you and you know, tell you how we can submit the content.
Okay.
And then, you know, we are looking for co-production. I think collaboration is very important, especially around Africa. So you could also email info@realafrican, or you could email BBM. At Kahiso Media, and that's BB's email address.
Or okay.
Email address, tabo@kahisomedia.co.za. And that's probably the best ways of getting in contact with us.
And then in terms of the content that you're really looking for now,
sure.
What type of genres are you looking at? I mean, you mentioned series.
Yeah.
Anything else that you do?
So the content that we commission and go into co-production a lot is around short form content.
Yeah.
And it's really around, so series, how-to, short-form series, mm-hmm. how-to as well. So we're big on how-tos.
Okay.
We're big on music. So we think that music content is something that's going to pick up lifestyle kind of content.
Yeah.
So
lifestyle, do you mean following traditions, cultures, that type of thing?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And I think also one of the biggest one is around, you know, tapping into social environments. So what's happening socially around Africa that we can tap into and really just identify that or unpack that a little bit.
Yeah.
So one of the shows that we're doing is an albino project, right? Which is really about this albino teacher that's trying to be black. Or she wants to be black. She wants to showcase herself as being black. And she tries as much as possible, but she looks white. And she tries as much as possible to showcase, you know, her blackness to people.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting project.
And that's also very relevant because, I mean, for the last 5 to 10 years, there's been a rise on albino killings and so forth. But now the rest of the world are actually waking up into it and becoming aware about that.
Sure.
Are you looking at also dealing with social issues across the continent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's key. If you look at pressure, it's really dealing around social issues.
Yeah.
If you look at the Albino Project, it's about social issues.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially when it comes to short form content, when you touch on social issues, you then begin to, you know, drive people's hearts.
Yeah.
And I think as well, we're also looking at comedy content, right?
Oh,
so
wow.
We know that comedy is big in Africa, but big in the US as well. You know, I mean, Anne Kansiima's come a long way around comedy content.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been a lot of Nigerian comedy content that have come up.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really looking at, you know, shows that comedic kind of shows. That
can think and that can cross over the borders and the boundaries and so forth. And partnership opportunities. I mean, what type of partners would in a dream world would be to you know, to push the brand a bit forward and.
Sure. So the types of partners that we've, you know, mobile operators definitely one of the biggest partners that we think are going to push the brand a lot further. Also, I think, you know, there's a lot of producers that I think we can partner with that have created a lot of content, but want to be able to showcase their content to people out there, right? And I think Real African is that opportunity for us to be able to do that. There's a lot. There's a rise as well in OTT, so over the top platforms, and IPTV. So, you know, the connection between fiber, IPTV, OTT platforms is very important for us, especially in Africa as well. Yes, the cost of fiber is expensive now, but I think, you know, a couple of months from now, you know,
because it's going to be essential to any brand that wants to move in that space.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the cost of data, yes, it's still expensive now, but also it's not a question of when. It's if, you know.
It's
and not it's, if, it's when.
It's so imminent. It's going to be happening.
It's going to happen sometime,
And then another section which I really liked is that you've got like a commerce section to Real African.
So what we found was that there's a lot of African entrepreneurs out in Africa that are creating great products, but don't have a place to put their products on. So really, we opened up an e-commerce platform that allowed us to pretty much have a value add to our content, right? So if someone comes onto our platform and buys a bag, and remember, our target market is the African diaspora. So it's people in the US who are now looking for bags, shoes, things that they can engage with in terms of Africa. There's there's a lot of e-commerce platforms, I think, in Africa, and we're really trying to bundle the content all together. Yeah. You know, so you can get onto the platform, buy a bag, and you can get access to free content for a month or two.
Right.
So we saw the need, and I think, you know, e-commerce is content, right? So we've started creating content around the e-commerce players that we have, because a lot of e-commerce people don't have that business sense, if you understand what I mean. So they might not have a video, and they might not have the platform, but
all the resources to put it out there.
But they've got a great product that they want to get out there. So, you know, we're really about bridging that gap,
right?
And bringing them together with content. And that's really where we're pushing it. So we, you know, our e-commerce platform is very limited to about, I think we're going to limit it to about 20 entrepreneurs across Africa.
Okay. That's actually quite a lot.
Sorry?
That's quite a lot for this type of platform. So,
I mean, we've seen a lot of guys have a lot more than 20, but we want to be able to focus each entrepreneur and give them the space and the time to be able to show.
And the visibility that they really need.
Absolutely. So we created what we call the Real African Heroes. And the Real African Heroes is where we touch with celebrities across Africa about what they're doing socially across Africa. And we want to be able to link the Real African Heroes to the entrepreneurs.
Right.
Where we would give the brands, the entrepreneurs, products to the heroes that we interview.
Almost like that cross-pollination going, oh, wow, that's powerful.
Absolutely. So they can, you know, wear the brands wherever they go and, you know, speak a little bit more about the brands and where they got the brands. Because I think that's what's lacking in Africa around, you know, products is, you know, that awareness. I mean, it's great to put it on an e-commerce platform, but if people don't know about it.
Yeah.
You know?
And also the nice thing is that it adds that human element to it. So where this person came from, the struggles that they went through and why it's essential that they're doing it. Absolutely. You know, especially because entrepreneurship, I mean, East Africa entrepreneurship is I mean, especially in Uganda, is the highest level of entrepreneurs based in Kampala alone. And I think it's just a platform saying, well, let's take things into our own hands now.
Sure.
You know, which is really incredibly powerful. In terms of the content, which is something I forgot to ask, languages, is it just English or are you also looking at the subtitle section?
So predominantly it is English and only because of that crossover feel.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, we're happy to take, we just acquired a French, licensed actually, a French show called Sibling Rivalry, which should be coming out in the next 2 weeks, actually.
Okay.
And that's really, that was shot in Côte d'Ouest, so Ivory Coast. Côte d'Ivoire, sorry. Yeah. In Ivory Coast. And it's really a political show.
Oh, wow.
Awesome political show, shot high quality. And it's in French.
Oh, wow.
And we took that show and subtitled it in English. So,
beautiful.
So yes, we do take a range of, you know, languages. languages, as long as it's high quality, it can cross over, you know, it's relatable, touches on social issues. I think that's for us, that's key for us. But yes, any language, but predominantly English.
Okay. And then in so you offer licensing agreements, and then obviously offer also co-productions.
Sure.
At the moment, is Pressure the only one that you've produced solely?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Pressure's the first one. Mm-hmm. And if that goes
The first of many.
If that goes well, definitely we'll be commissioning a lot more products.
Yeah.
I think what's important though is that, you know, we would rather do collaborations and co-productions than do commissioned work.
Yeah.
Because it becomes an IP issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're interested in promoting, you know, the producer. If a producer comes up to us and says, we want you to commission this, we're happy to do so.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you must understand that it's not your product
anymore. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think in Africa, there's a strong need for producers to start owning their content.
Yeah. Yeah. And change that mindset.
To,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give them that opportunity to do that.
And then some of your real African heroes, who have you, you've obviously gone from across the continent, across the board.
Sure. So we started with Tiwa Savage.
Mm-hmm.
We've done David Tlale.
Beautiful.
We've done Davido. We've done Jadina. We've done Neo.
Mm-hmm.
Neo is a South African guy. And then, so I think that's about five that we've done so far.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we definitely want to go across Africa.
Across the board. And I suppose if anybody's out there who knows of a hero that we don't even know,
absolutely.
Get through to the website, info@realafrican.com.
Yes.
Excellent. And so what other productions are you getting involved with now, or and is it everything going to be happening after Pressure is has TX'd and broadcast in Feb?
So I don't want to reveal too much, but we do have about three or four products that we're producing as well now that we're preparing for. You know, we've thought about we're about to launch something on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a strong need around. There was a show that was launched on WhatsApp.
But
for me, it wasn't really a show; it was more like a blog.
Yeah.
And we're looking at now releasing a show as Real African. On WhatsApp, short form show. So we're working on two or three comedy shows that we want to be able to release on WhatsApp. So we're really excited about that. Alongside that, with Pressure and the Albino project that I spoke about.
And that also, you see, I love the concept that you're looking at the short term content, because there are a lot of producers out there and production houses that don't have the infrastructure to shoot these big. I mean, we all want to do the big films and so forth, but if you can do something where it's going to be getting to the masses. You know, if you think about it, everybody in Africa has got their smartphone.
Absolutely.
And whether you're sitting in a taxi or you're walking to work or wherever it is, everyone is watching something on their phone. The thing of going home and sitting and watching in front of a TV, some people do it, but it's about the computer or your iPad or whatever.
Absolutely.
So if anything, a message to producers out there, start looking at the short term and the short content that you can do, you know.
Absolutely. Look, I think the biggest difficulty around short form content was around the data.
Yeah.
Right? And I think, you know, a lot of mobile operators overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
But the revenue from the data was always the issue.
Yeah.
Right. So we have been speaking to, you know, the likes of MTN and Vodacom around changing the revenue model.
Right.
And there are some revenue models that are opening up now. So there's a nano subscription that's about to launch through MTN. So you subscribe for R1 a day through MTN, and now you can access all the content you want, zero rated.
Oh wow, that's powerful.
So there's an opportunity now that, you know, around the data issue that's been overcome.
Yeah.
The issue was around the revenue, right? So it's around, but it's a numbers game as at the end of the day, right? So the more people that you get watching your content, the more revenue that
you're
going to
be pushing forward.
Exactly.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming through. So if we want to get hold of you, it's info@realafrican.tv.
No,
.com. And social media, where are you on social?
Yeah, so we've got a Real African page, Facebook page, Instagram, and it's all Real African.
R-E-E-L. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So let's get our stories out there. Just on another point is that, you know, where do you see African TV and filmmaking? I mean, what stories should we be telling moving in the future?
Right. So where do I see it in terms of from a broadcast perspective?
Yeah.
In my view, I think broadcast is going to fall away in the next 5 to 10 years because people are going to move onto their phones.
Yeah.
And where do I see African content, African video in the next 5 years? I see it becoming almost the place where people go to for everything. I mean, people now are watching news, but content is going to be the driver of, you know, people's behavior, social behavior, how men are treated in society, how women are treated
and how people are going to be held accountable and so forth.
Content is going to be that driver, I think.
So that's
where I see content moving forward for us. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, we're moving into exciting times. So thank you for this. And we wish you the best of luck. And of course, if you have campaigns or anything else that you need pushing, then please do contact us.
Absolutely.
So that was, of course, from Real African TV, which is the way of telling our stories and moving ahead. If you need more information of how to get hold of them, of course, go to my Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. Otherwise, there are cross platforms on Real African. Also Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Once again, my name is Rosie Mutena, and this is Pan African Connect. CliffCentral.com